You're listening to the Energy of Business and Life show. I'm your host, Melissa Zosky, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Mentor, and I run a successful business and online magazine. It's my pleasure and passion to help you shine your brilliance throughout this beautiful world of ours. You can create a sustainable business while still feeling at ease and having the freedom to enjoy your life to the fullest, have amazing health, and family balance. The paralyzing effects of burnout as well as health challenges, which can easily make you want to give up on all your dreams, is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally and overcome. I'm here to help you create a business and life that lights you up right now and step into that next level, no matter how far away it may seem. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at melissazosky.com. Hey guys, welcome, welcome. Melissa Zosky here, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Business Mentor, and I am here to go over the five things not to do in Facebook to build your business, all right? Because there, I see these mistakes all the time, and I just want to make sure that if you're doing these, you could take a step back and actually do what you need to do to make it right. Build that solid foundation in your business, okay? So the first thing I want to go over is don't get on social media or do any posting or do these kind of videos when you're triggered, frazzled, upset about something, you're ranting. You don't want to get on here and have really low energy, that low vibration energy, because other people pick up on it. I do think it's good to be real, and people do connect with that person that is real. So if you are going through a little something, then yeah, it's okay to every now and then share those things that you're going through. But what the problem is, I see people doing it over and over and over and again, and they have very little positive posts. So I don't know about you, but energy is everything. So for me, I want to attract clients that want to be upbeat. They're roaring and ready to go. They're trying to build their business, or they're trying to live a balanced life. And if they're always hanging on to negative, they're going to people's pages that are negative, that is not my ideal client. So what I try to do is make sure that I am aligned. And if I've had a little bit of a weird, experience, or if I feel really triggered, you know what? Sometimes I'll put off doing that post. Could be for an hour, 20 minutes or whatever. It could be for a day. So I will sometimes put off putting, like getting on live. Sometimes I'll put off doing that because I just don't want to put off that negative energy. And it's true when I go to other people's pages, when I see that they're constantly negative, I stop going to their pages because I want somebody that's going to lift me up so that I can feel good about what I'm doing. And I don't need somebody to drag me down. So think about that before you get on. So one of the things you could do is you could use my quantum key method, which is a free method that you can learn to help balance out your energy so that you feel good and aligned again. Super important to feel good, okay? And you know that my business is all about aligned energy and balance to avoid burnout, to attract the ideal clients that you want, and to just feel good about life and what you're doing. It's really, really super highlight of my business. So just even doing some tapping, EFT tapping on your acupoints, just to kind of breathe before you get on, and you feel so much better. It's really important, okay? So number two is stop going for just any old likes on your business page. So we're here on the business page, let's say, and you see I have 100K, over 100,000 likes, which I do. And in the beginning, when I first started this, all I cared about was the likes. That was my whole purpose. I'm building this page to get as many likes as I possibly can. And that was the wrong thing to do, all right? So what that does is, if you're just throwing out willy-nilly content, it doesn't really amount to anything in the end, because if my ideal client is an entrepreneur that is into energy and into energy healing and staying balanced and aligned, and I'm just putting out any old post, I'm not going to attract that ideal client, right? I could be attracting just stay-at-home moms that aren't doing anything outside of the house. Not that there's anything wrong with being a stay-at-home mom, but it's not my ideal client, okay? So if I put out there exactly like now five things that you don't want to be doing for Facebook, I'm doing that because those are people that are really wanting to build their business up. They're really wanting to get real clients. So you can see I've been very specific, and it really does help me bring in my ideal clients. The problem with having a huge page that has a bunch of people that aren't really interested in what you're doing is that eventually when you're putting out, the content you're putting out there is going nowhere. Nobody's really hearing it, not your ideal client. What I suggest doing is making sure when you're posting every post, you're asking yourself, who is this talking to? Who is the person that I want to read this? And then really dial it down to your goal. What is your goal for your business? What is your goal for your page in the end? And really start thinking about that now. Even if you're not planning on starting your real business for another year, you're just building a foundation, it's always good to have that end result, that end goal lined up in the back of your mind at all times, because then you can see who you're trying to attract, okay? So that would be, again, stop going for the likes and just really looking for who you want, you know, to hear what you're having to say. So for me, I do Facebook ads sometimes. I boost posts, but you can go in there. If you're boosting a post, you can go in there and you can, like, put down who you want it to go to. You can dial it down a little bit more, even in a boost post. You can dial it down to people in the U.S. only. So like say you are only working with people in the U.S., you could put that. If you are going international, you can say English speaking people, because if you only speak English, you probably want that as your, you know, they could be their second language, third language or whatever. But if you don't speak any other language but that, you might want to put that down. You could put women or men of a certain age only, or you can say men and women age, you know, 30 to 40, whatever that is. You can dial it down a little bit more. And if you go full blown Facebook ads, it's really helpful to dial it down to even podcasts that people listen to, pages they visit, influencers are they following? You could even dial it down that much more. So you want to obviously pick people that are listening to podcasts similar to the work you do, right? So that you can draw them in more. So the third thing is forgetting to respond back to people. So you've made your post, you've put it out there, it's a great post, people are commenting on it, but you are not commenting back. So the thing with Facebook now, it's a lot about engagement. It's mostly about engagement. You can put the best post in the world out there, but if it's not getting any kind of engagement, Facebook does not give it much reach. So if you can get out there and if people are making a couple comments, right away go in there and comment back. Don't just forget about it. Don't just post and run. Because what happens is if the more comments you can get back or an engagement you can get right away, Facebook's algorithms take a look at that quicker and they're like, oh, this is a good post. People are really interested in it. So they're going to pump that up and they're going to throw that out to more people, which gives you a bigger audience, which gives you the potential for more clients. Hope that makes sense. You know, I can't go back, rewind and figure out what I just said, but I hope you understand that. So you engage, the quicker you engage, the more Facebook, in the beginning is the most important, the more Facebook will see that, and then it'll raise you up in your reach so that you can have the chance for more potential clients, okay? And plus, the people that you're commenting to, they're people that are interested in you. They've taken the time to comment. So you want to make sure you're saying, thank you so much, and you know, hope you're doing well, and take some interest in them as well, okay? Because that is all about what social media is about. It's about connecting to real people and talking to people and finding out more about them and having that relationship. It's really important. The next thing is, number four, is sending sales links out into Messenger. So I can't tell you how many times I've got this. Well, I'll just get a link. No comments, no text, just a link to a sales page sent to my Messenger. I'm like, not only is that cold, I don't know that person most of the time. I'm like, I don't even trust them. I don't know anything about them. But all of a sudden I get this link in my Messenger to, you know, look at their page, which I do sometimes just out of curiosity. I'm like, what's this? But I don't like to do that because, you know, if I don't know them, and it could be that they had their account taken over and all of a sudden I just get this link. And I don't want to click on it and it takes me to some kind of bad malware or something. I don't want that. That's one thing. The other thing is I don't know them again. So I'm not interested. I wouldn't buy from them anyway because I don't know anything about them. So what you could do instead is maybe instead of giving them a sales link, post, you know, send them a link saying, hey, I'm so glad to meet you. I noticed on one of your posts today that you're having a hard day. I thought this free PDF would help you out. It's kind of nice, huh? It's kind of a way to connect to those people and give them something. At least if you're going to give them a link, It's something that they could use. It's free. And then if they decide they want that free, you know, thing, then you can talk to them in depth more later if they need help. And that's just a great way to build that up. So Messenger is meant more to talk to people and kind of get to know people better, not to just go in and throw a sales link out. Now, that being said, for the people I do know, when I am launching something, I will go in there and say, hey, you know, I thought you might be interested in this. Check it out. You know, because I really do think it would help them. So it all depends on where you're coming from, and using the tool properly is the way it should be. Okay. So the next thing, number five, is going into other people's groups and spamming. So that can be a huge problem. And I've noticed over the years, a lot of groups used to allow people to go in and share their products and services and stuff. And they've really clamped down on that because they got tired of building up this whole, you know, community, and other people would come in and just try to grab the clients in there that they were trying to help and build that relationship with. And it becomes very annoying. It's disrespectful to the page owner, and it's not cool. So you could ask them for permission. And so I've done that before. If I think something is helpful and complementary to what this page is already offering, I will sometimes ask the page admin or owner if it would be okay if I would put that, something up to help other people out with. The other thing is, a lot of times they have threads within that week sometime where you can go ahead underneath that thread, show your offering or your service, and that's appropriate to put that in there at that time. You know, also just to go in and be helpful. So what I'll do is I'll go look in the search, in the little search bubble on the side, and I'll put in whatever my specialties are. Like, I do negative beliefs and blocks to receiving and business and this type of work. So I'll go in there and put in there negative beliefs or beliefs. And I'll go and then answer anything that comes up. I'll go in there and try to be as helpful as I can. Sometimes I will just willy-nilly go in there. I'll see people having a hard time, and I'll just say, hey, you want to hop on? I'll help you out. And I'll just go in there for free. I won't try to give them anything or have them sign up, but I'll just be trying to help them out at that time because they're going through something. And that's part of my work. So, you know, we do that all the time just for being good human beings. We want to help. But I'm not going in there immediately saying, hey, buy my product. This could help you, because that's not cool. We don't want to do that. All right. So those groups are meant to help engage, you know, help build up trust, help go in there and learn more about other people and what they're doing. Oftentimes I'll see other people helping other people, and I'll be like, gee, they sound really cool. I'll go in there and buy one of their products. So you see how that can work. And they're not doing it in a yucky way. But so if you go in, look around, read the page rules and find out what they're wanting from you. And then if you have any questions, usually reaching out to the admin or the owner of the page will help you understand what you can and cannot do and how it can help you. Okay. So I hope this has helped. Well, you know, the other thing I do too is in groups, a lot of times I'll see somebody's having an issue and I'll tag another person, a friend of mine, that would be helpful for that. And maybe they're in the group, maybe they're not, but I'll tag them just to see, have them see that, because maybe they can help. And, you know, it just shows that you're a helpful person and that you're really stepping up and out to be there of service to other people. So I hope this has helped you. These are my biggest things I've learned over the years with Facebook and even Instagram and, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn. All those are really, really pretty much run the same way. They're social media. We're supposed to be social. That's why, you know, we're out there. We're trying to connect to real people. We're not just trying to go out there and make a sale. That would be no fun. I don't know about you, but I like the people. And that to me is so cool, is when you connect and people let me know, hey, you know, what you did really helped me the other day. And I'll get emails all the time saying that. It makes me feel so good. And it keeps my energy high vibe as well. So I hope this has been helpful. You guys, if you have any questions, just post them in the comments below. And also, you can reach out to me at my website, melissazosky.com. And I've got lots of free resources on the resource page of all places. But you can reach out there and look for anything that might be helpful to you. It's free. And I would love to answer any of your questions. So if you need any help in any way, just let me know below. All right, guys. I hope you have a great rest of the day. And enjoy the rest of this. I guess summer's over, but enjoy fall. It's coming up fast. And we're having a rainy day today. So it's like we've had such hot weather that it's just really nice to have a little bit of cooling down. But I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. Take care. Bye.
Hey, did you get something positive out of this episode?
If so, please leave a review, clap, heart, and share this with your friends. And finally, subscribe to my podcast. I appreciate it, and it makes it possible for me to continue doing what I do best, which is help you reach your dreams. Bye.